In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful. Judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. For the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Now, we want to ponder that for a moment. These are some pretty harsh words of Jesus if we actually take them to heart. With the measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. So let's think about that. If you judge a lot, you will be judged much. If you condemn a lot, you will be condemned much. If you do not give, it will not be given to you. And if you do not forgive, it will not be forgiven to you. Again, these are some pretty harsh words. But here's the bottom line. Jesus makes this clear when he's preaching and teaching in this passage, that you should do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So the question is simple. Do you want others to forgive you? You see, if you want others to judge you, well, have at it. Judge them. If you want others to condemn you, well, have at it. Condemn them. If you want others to dwell upon that small speck in your eye, well, then ignore the log in your own eye. It's that simple. With these words, Jesus reveals to us the issue. It's all about eyesight, how we see things, how we perceive others. And the reality is that in this fallen world, we have poor eyesight. In fact, we see the things the way that we want to see them. That's how we see. Because of our corrupted nature, we do not see our own sin. We don't see it. In fact, we are actually far-sighted people. We can see way, way over there. We can clearly see the sins of others out there. But by nature, we are blind to our own sin. Because of original sin, we are a judging and condemning people. Because of sin, we want to judge the sins of others. Because we stand condemned in our own sin, well, we want to condemn others. Now, Jesus is teaching us, as our teacher, about eyesight. And then he uses this strange image of a log. Now let's just stop and think about a log for a second, but I want you to think of a big, big log. So imagine, if you will, the largest trunk of a tree that you've ever seen in your entire life. The huge log. And now think about it before your own eyes. It would obstruct your view. Your eyes would be up against it. Your nose would be touching it. You'd be smelling the bark. And all you could see was the wood. That's all that would be available to your eyes is wood. You couldn't see around it. In fact, with that log in front of your eyes, I mean, think of those big, big, big redwoods in California. With those logs before your eyes, guess what you're going to see? You're going to see wood everywhere. You're going to see logs everywhere. If you look to the left, look to the right, all you see is wood. You see the logs. And you notice, and you say, hey, look, he's got logs over there. She's got logs over there. And they got a whole bunch of logs over there. With this imagery, Jesus is trying to teach us about how sin, like a log, obstructs our view. All we see is sin. We can't see around it, and when we look out at others, all we see is sin. We see sin everywhere. He's got sin, she's got sin, they got sin, everyone's got sin. Except me, because the sin's out there. Now, you see how goofy this is. This is complete, utter nonsense. We all have this giant trunk, this huge log that's stuck before our eyes, obstructing our views. And then to make it worse, from behind this huge log, we cry out, acting like we're going to help our brother, and we say, hey, brother, let me surgically remove the speck in your eye. Don't mind the wood in front of me. I've got it all under control. I can work on a little micro level. I mean, can you imagine how silly this would be? It's a joke. Or imagine it like this. You're going to go in for surgery. You're in your room, you're waiting, and the surgeon enters into the room with this large log over his eyes, and he says, where's my patient again? We're ready to go. Let's get started. It would be ridiculous. You don't want that surgeon working on the small little speck in your eye. This is the whole image of that log obstructing the view of the eyes. The log makes us blind. Sin makes us blind. In fact, we can't see what we're doing. We can't see where we're going because all we see is sin. And so Jesus puts forth that meditative question, can a blind man lead a blind man? It's about eyesight. And of course, you kind of answer the question, well, yeah, sort of. I mean, a blind man could hypothetically lead a blind man. But neither of them would know where they're going. And so the blind follower will blindly follow the blind, and they both will end up in a pit. Problem is, neither of them can see. They don't know where they are going. So today, as we gather as disciples of Jesus, our teacher, we are like those two blind men on the way. Remember the ones who cried out and said, Lord, have mercy upon me. That's what we do today. We sing together, Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy, Lord have mercy. Why? Because there's only one who was born without sin. There's only one who was never blind. Jesus. And in Christ, we have a teacher who leads the blind. He pulls us out of the pit. He leads us on the way. In fact, he is the way. But more than that, he is a healer of the blind, giving us eyes to see. Because he alone is the only one who can really see things as they are. And he sees that the log is stuck in front of our eyes. Now we go back to the log. Here's the problem with the log. We like logs. We like them. We like to cling to them. We like to cling to the sin. In fact, we are all spiritual tree huggers. And we don't want to let go of the log and let go of the sin that's stuck before us. We like to be behind the tree. But today, Jesus is teaching us so that we would learn to let go of the log and stop clinging to the sin that we like and cling to the Savior that we love. For Jesus is the true surgeon, and he's come to do surgery. He comes to remove our logs. So as the true surgeon, he sets his eyes upon us, and he sees the logs that are before our eyes. And what does he do? Well, he comes to remove it. He takes that log, and he puts it on his shoulders and carries it away. And that log that was in our eyes becomes the tree that he was hung on and dies. Jesus was judged for our sin. Christ was condemned for our trespasses. Now, we do not gather this day to be judged by Jesus or to be condemned by Christ. We have gathered to receive the good gifts of God, life, salvation, and the forgiveness of sins. And today is that day of salvation. Today is a day of forgiveness where Jesus does not come to judge. Jesus is not here to cast us away, but to cast the log away. Christ has not come to condemn. Christ has come to heal. For he is merciful. He is forgiving, and he is giving. He wants to heal our eyes so that in Christ we would see clearly and behold him as the Lamb of God who takes away our sin, carrying our log upon his shoulders. And so we gather today before this altar as fellow sinners. And we're all learning to let go of our logs. So we gather today, not focusing upon the speck in the eyes of the person to your left or your right or in front of you or behind you. Instead, we gather so that we would set our eyes upon Jesus. And we would see that Jesus is hung on our logs, mine and yours. So that with Simeon at the temple where God promised to be present, we see Jesus, our Savior and our salvation, for he comes to save us from our own sins. With those disciples on the way to Emmaus, who in the breaking of the bread see Jesus, we see Jesus. He gives us his body for our life, and he pours out his blood for our forgiveness. So that we gather today before God's presence, before the Most High. And in our baptism, we have been adopted into God's family, and as sons of the Most High, we are beginning to be merciful, as our Father is merciful towards us. We are beginning to forgive, as Christ has forgiven us. We are beginning to give as God gives to us. We are beginning to be imitators of God, who is merciful, loving, and forgiving. So that in Christ, we are a merciful people who are beginning to show mercy towards others. In Christ, we are a giving people, and we are beginning to give to others as Christ has done for us. In Christ, we are a forgiven people that are beginning to be forgiving. We are learning. We're learning to let go of the logs in our lives and cling to Christ. So throughout this week, when we go back into our homes, into our places of work, into our schools, into the grocery store, around the community, on the soccer field, or the softball field, or wherever we may be, we're not going out to focus on the logs that we see out there. We're not going out to focus on the sins that we see out there. We go out as those who have set our eyes upon Jesus, starting here and out there, so that we would see properly that Jesus is the one who is hung on our logs and the logs of everybody else out there. In fact, when we see Jesus in front of that log. He stands in front of that log so that we would see him. And guess what? When he stands in front of the log, he doesn't see our log. It's behind him. And so he stands living and forgiving so that we would set our eyes on Jesus, imitate him, and begin to live and forgive. So as God has done to you, do unto others. You have been forgiven. Go out and be forgiving. Amen. The peace of Christ, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts in Christ Jesus. Amen.